This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says Iran has fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at least two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. VOA correspondent Carla Babb broke the story late Tuesday when she was told the Al-Asad air base was hit by rocket fire. The Pentagon later said the Erbil air base was also targeted and struck by ballistic missiles. There were conflicting reports that Camp Taji, about 27 kilometers north of Baghdad, was also struck. A spokesman said it is clear the missiles were fired from Iran. It is not yet clear whether there are injuries or deaths as a result of the attack. The Pentagon says it is working on initial battle damage assessments and has vowed to take all necessary measures to protect and defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed and is consulting with his national security team. Both his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense have arrived at the White House. CNN is reporting Trump will be holding an Oval Office meeting later tonight. U.S. forces have been on high alert since Iran threatened to strike back after last week's targeted killing of Qasem Soleimani, the commander of Iran's elite Quds force. President Trump has backed away from his threats to target Iranian cultural sites. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president first tweeted the threat and said it again to reporters over the weekend after the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Targeting cultural sites is a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper distanced the Pentagon from the president's threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
We'll have more on this story as details become available. You're listening to VOA News. Japanese prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for Carol Ghosn, the wife of Carlos Ghosn, that's the former head of Nissan and now an international fugitive. Reuters' Matthew Laratunda has more.
The arrest warrant comes just a day before the auto industry titan is expected to speak at a press conference from his refuge in Lebanon. Carlos escaped house arrest in Tokyo last week. Carol is believed to be with him. She's accused of lying to investigators. This upcoming speech from Carlos Ghosn on Wednesday will give him the chance to lay out in detail his long-standing claim that he's innocent of the financial crime allegations levied against him, and his assertion that he's not only the victim of a Machiavellian boardroom plot at Nissan, but one that was also orchestrated with the aid of the Japanese government itself. Lebanon has no extradition treaty with Japan and shows no sign of handing him over.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. There is a desperate need for practical ways to improve ties with North Korea. That's according to South Korea's President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday in an annual address. He added that he was ready to meet with a reclusive Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang repeatedly, if necessary. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Moon Jae-in used the annual address to say there's a, quote, desperate need for improving ties with North Korea and said he regrets the lack of progress in negotiations.
In a time of deadlock in U.S.-North Korea talks, and where we're even concerned about a step backward in inter-Korean relations, we're in desperate need of practical ways to improve cooperation between the Koreas.
Moon added that he was ready to travel to Pyongyang again and repeatedly meet with reclusive leader Kim Jong-un if necessary. North Korea has been unresponsive to other recent proposals by the South, and some projects between the Koreas have stalled in the face of international sanctions.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York is underway after a judge denied a defense request for a delay. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Judge James Burke ordered jury selection to begin as scheduled, rejecting a request by defense attorneys for a cooling-off period. Weinstein's lawyers questioned the timing of new charges that were brought Monday by prosecutors in Los Angeles. The judge also denied a prosecution request to revoke Weinstein's bail and jail him until the trial is over. Weinstein is charged in New York with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room and forcibly performing a sex act on another woman. In L.A., he's charged with sexually assaulting two women. I'm Mike Hempen.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday morning. It was the latest in a series of earthquakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.